MP3 player.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. How's it going?
It's going well.
Going well? I wasn't actually talking to you. I was talking to listeners. But that's all right.
Oh.
Also, you're listening?
Going wonderful.
Awesome. Awesome. We are live tonight, recording live at Dublin City Pub on 1st Street Southeast in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Joining me tonight is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin Kappas. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Chad.
And to my left is Dan Alpers.
What it is, folks.
And the gay Corey Osborne.
Hi.
Hi. And across the table.
You should have just said cock and balls to confuse everybody.
Yeah, because that would. Yeah, because then they would think you're the other Corey.
Penis. Bunch of nuts.
There you go.
Broke out in the audience.
Oh, that's Tim.
Wait, what?
Tim.
But also joining us for a little bit here, Chad Vick, the manager here at Dublin City Pub. Thank you so much for having us here.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
I see you brought us a few samples here.
I did.
What do we got?
Which one do you want to try first? Brown or clear?
Dude, we're not even 30 seconds into this show. We're already
there. This is my fourth clear.
It's freaking sweet.
Clear. Right.
The clear is Ace Pear Cider from California.
Ace Pear Cider.
No, there's. I don't think there's anywhere in town that has it other than Dublin City Pub here at 415 1st Street.
Oh, that smells good.
Nice. It smells nice. Delicious.
Oh, it's like a.
Did
apple
you not get
Jolly
one, Corey?
Rancher.
Mm.
Oh, I'll get you another one.
Oh, man.
Try this one.
All right.
This is awesome.
Good.
It's kind of like a dry, sweet champagne almost.
It tastes like a Jolly Rancher, kind of.
Some people put Guinness on top, float it like a black and tan.
That would
There's
be
alcohol
awesome.
In this?
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Like 6.5%.
That's dangerous.
That's crazy.
Dangerous because you
I
don't
fell
know.
To the ground and couldn't get up.
Because wow.
This
Slago.
Is like you don't know you're drinking alcohol until you're already drunk.
Yeah, jeez.
That's good stuff, good. Man.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And again, this is called what?
Ace Pear Cider.
Ace Pear Cider.
Ace Pear Cider. The, we
that's
want
awesome.
A sponsor.
Well, I was looking at the tap up there, and I saw the big pear. So
yeah.
I was kind of wondering what that
Not
was.
Not only
so.
Is it tasty, it's a cool tapper.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice.
I like
oh,
it.
Oh, wow.
That's
good.
Really good.
Oh. If the
and
word
you know,
gorgeous can be applied to a drink, it's
so is this just like a summer drink, or is this
year
all year
round?
Round?
Yep.
So you have one of the best bars in town.
Thank you.
And you also have some of the most delicious pizza. We discussed that a little bit earlier.
And you know, incidentally, this is the only bar, albeit on the other, when it was in the other location, that I've ever been kicked out of.
Corey!
I fell and knocked over a table.
Or you want to wait till the
No, we don't mind asking people to leave. We want them to come back, so.
Yeah. Right.
That was 3 or 4 years ago now, and I don't remember anything. So we're cool, man, we're cool.
That was amazing. Thank you, Chad. So you guys have been open since the flood opened up. Before it was Grafton Street.
Grafton Street was at the old O'Maggie's on 3rd Street,
mm-hmm.
and Dublin City was on 2nd Avenue. They were both ruined in the flood, and we reopened both locations here on July 9th of last year. So we've been open just a little over a year.
Fantastic, fantastic. Glad to have you back, man.
Congrats.
The guys who remodeled down here did a fabulous job. Brent Ramos and a couple other guys, you said?
Yep.
Very cool.
Greg Ramstead, I think he's here, actually. I just saw him in the hallway.
Cool.
So
it's very cool.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
Lots of intricate woodwork.
Very nice. And the great Irish theme. So what is your favorite thing to eat here?
Lick it up. Boy, I don't know. They're all pretty good. I had the Sean's Meat Pizza today.
That was
good.
Awesome.
Yeah. We have all kinds of specials, lots of specialty foods. I think if you go around town, you'll see a lot of menus that are pretty much copycat, carbon copies of everywhere else. And we
right.
tried to mix it up and change up some ingredients and make stuff fun and new.
Your pizza sauce, it is one of my favorite sauces of all the pizza in town. It's just, it's awesome. It's just got the perfect sweetness. And the crust is not too crisp, but not too soft. I mean, it just the chunks of meat aren't little bits. They're chunks, and the vegetables are huge.
Yeah, we used just about the finest ingredients possible for that. We get a lot of compliments on our pizza. Big toppings. Our pepperonis are like 3 inches.
Wow.
And the sausages hand-pinched, and there's all kinds of exotic stuff that goes into it.
Nice.
And you mentioned our sauce. It's pretty minimalist. We get a fresh-packed tomato sauce, and we don't add a whole lot to it.
It's awesome.
Secret ingredients. Unicorn tears.
Awesome unicorn tears. Did you hear about ThinkGeek.com?
No.
They had this.
Lord, the unicorn meat.
They got in trouble with like spam or something. Some meat company got upset.
National Pork Council.
National Pork Council.
It was the.
They had claimed something like
the other white meat or something like that.
Unicorn.
Oh, it was another white meat.
Another white meat, yeah.
Nice. A little close to copyright infringement.
Well, and the funny thing is, though, that the pork board is phasing out the use of that slogan because it's like 15 years old now.
So shouldn't they
like Amazon.com.
Fat bastard.
What about?
No, that's the other white meat.
Yeah.
That's baby, not unicorn. So
that should be even worse.
Nice.
You'd rather eat baby than
no,
unicorn?
No, I'm saying that they should get angry over eating baby.
Dan,
not
I did not. I learned everything about.
Beast.
I learned something new about you every time I come on the show.
Yeah, but
I
you
don't
know,
eat
but on.
I chop up people, put them in boxes.
Okay,
I
stop,
don't eat baby.
Stop, stop now, stop. But on the, but
FBI
see in the movie.
Right now.
No, that's the other Corey.
That's the FCC.
Oh yeah, but anyway, anyway.
Oh, did you hear about that?
Anyway, but so, Corey.
Yes.
Hi. How are you? I lost my track. Oh, Austin Powers. The whole eating babies. Mm-hmm. See, that's one thing. That's in a movie, but actually right. Selling a product that is the other white meat. That's why they got pissed, I think.
But they weren't actually selling the product.
Yes, they were. It was a joke, but they actually were selling it.
The cans of unicorn meat?
Yeah, it was so you could have a can of unicorn meat on your desk.
Unicorn meat. Unicorn
I wonder if they were doing the same thing though, like they do with those fake like Barack Obama $2 bills where they just take a regular $2 bill and put a sticker on it.
Could be.
So it was just an actual can of spam.
Where you just had a sleeve or something that went over it?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Because that's what, you know, they rip people off of these, like...
See what you started with, your unicorn tears, Chad.
Corn.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
The corn, so, you know, ingredient in our
all it is a regular coin dollar with a sticker on it.
They're so just probably angry because they're going to come out with their own unicorn potted meat.
That's right.
Which they would should, be great.
I guess that would be...
They got everything else.
They do. So, Chad, you and I have known each other since, what, preschool?
Yep.
We've been... off and on, talk to each other. Facebook is a wonderful thing.
It is magical.
Magical, you know. Did your cabin flood?
I came about 2 inches from the door.
I saw on there that you were trying to get people to pack it up with you.
We saved it.
Cool.
But it was close.
Is that the one down on the Wapsie?
Yep, Wabeek.
Wabeek, yes, yes.
Memorable place for some people.
I remember we did something for church there one time.
Yeah.
I think, but you know. Because I did actually go to church. Now I'd probably burst into flames if I walked in there.
Oh, we're all going to hell, and I'm driving the bus.
Yeah, I can see
ride
that
in the back. It's bouncier back there.
So what's this? What's the dark stuff here?
This is Summit Porter.
Summit Porter.
Summit is brewed in the Twin Cities. It's kind of tough to find local beer here, but we do have regional. We also have Boulevard. Unfiltered wheat from Kansas City.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Unfiltered wheat?
Yep.
That's nice.
I love the light scent.
It's very good.
Chocolatey coffee.
Yeah.
Kind of notes in that.
Very, very dark.
The novice beer drinker, though.
No.
But it would go well with, like, a nice, rare piece of meat.
I like the dark beers. You know, the Guinness is my favorite of all time. But this is got a little bit more flavor than Guinness. A little bit more of a bite.
Yep.
What do you think, Kevin?
Pretty good.
Bit of a tingle that you don't get with a Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I agree.
How dare you say that while wearing a Guinness hat?
Nice.
I know. It's
it
kind
has
of
a smooth flavor, but leaves a lighter note.
But cool. Well, Chad, thank you so much for having us. I know you got to get back to work, but
I don't think it is either.
Slago.
Hey, are we doing the 100th episode?
Yeah. We're gonna probably do the 100th episode live from here.
Hell, if you'll have us.
Yeah, it'd be the 101st actually.
Oh well.
But the party will be up here and record some stuff upstairs.
Awesome.
So,
well, here's
very cool.
Guys.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Nice.
Mm.
Awesome.
Dead and then, air because we were drinking.
Eric
Thank Penny. You very much.
Jump over to the other mic. Penny.
Penny. Okay, the Spanish word for penis.
Jump over there. Is your last name, not your last
Spanish
name.
Spanish word for penis is peña or something like that.
Way too close.
Whoa.
Cool.
Especially if you hire day laborers.
At your house. That's all I'm saying.
I think the
I don't hire that kind of daily.
The audience missed out on the whole tripod conversation we were having.
Yeah.
Kicks in.
I lean back.
Thank you guys. Thank you again to Dublin City Pub. Make sure you come down here and check out their food.
Very good. Very,
very gracious host.
I'm still chomping on my pizza.
Excellent food.
The beer. Oh my God.
Mm. They have a huge selection. And what they don't have on tap, they have in bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a variety you like, they've got it.
There it is, right there.
Mm-hmm. This ought to be a fun episode.
Yeah, because I've already had four Guinnesses and now whatever he just gave me. So this is number five.
Yeah, this is number deuce for me.
Dude, so, what time did you get here?
A little after six.
A little after six. But I drink quickly. So speaking of, as we referenced earlier, something that was 15 years old, Amazon.com is 15 years old today.
Wow.
And I remember my first order from Amazon, and I was like, oh, I thought I was all hip because I was ordering things off the internet, you know, and everybody, all the adults around you were saying, oh, you can't do that. You'll get your information compromised.
That's dangerous.
That's so dangerous. I'd never get my banking information out over the internet. And I was like, hey, I'm worried.
That Jeff is a Jeff Bezos, right?
Yeah.
I'm not worth anything anyway. So I went
back to my account history today. And I looked up, my very first order from Amazon was August 27th, 2002, or 2001.
Yeah.
It was a copy of Microsoft Flight Simulator 2002.
Wow.
That was the first thing I ever ordered from Amazon.
They still have the history that far back?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
What does Google have?
How long? It's kind of like eBay. eBay was around right around the same time.
Yeah.
How long have you been? Like 97, 95?
Yeah, I was in the 90s.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I think I set up my first account on a Packard Bell.
Which, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bought it at Radio Shack.
But, you know, there are those certain milestones that make you feel old.
Yeah.
And this was, even though I don't know, you might be younger than me.
Maybe
34 on Monday.
Oh God, no! I'm still younger.
Mulheron's younger than you.
I'm proud of the fact I look younger than you.
But,
yeah, whatever.
You know, no. Amazon has existed for half of my life.
Yeah,
which sort of makes me feel a little old. Not as old as Chad.
Yeah, no. No,
but
I'm not as old as Kevin, though, so that's good.
Jesus Christ, by months. By months.
Kevin's like 46.
Because I felt really old this week when I was typing up a letter, you know, kind of one of those angry emails.
You were typing? Oh, on a typewriter?
Keyboarding.
Oh, okay.
Keyboarding.
Like type.
Yeah.
God, he has a type.
Hello.
As part of my argument, I said, and I've been doing this for 20 years, and I like... Holy crap, I've been doing this for 20 years.
Hello.
Yeah. Nice.
But then you type 100 words a minute, and people older than you are going, oh my God, this is insane.
I was never a good keyboarder.
I have to be for what I do for a living. What I hate is I use one of those split keyboards.
Natural.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
I love that you're going to have a keyboard, but when I go to a keyboard, like on a laptop, it takes me like a week before I can get comfortable typing like that. Or if my keyboard moves just a little bit, I start typing in gobbledygook, you know?
Can you play piano?
Not very well.
Because that was what I noticed in high school, was that the people that could play piano just freaking blew everybody away learning how to type, whereas I was hunting peck.
Well, there was a time where good typists were the dorks.
Yeah.
And you were, like, shunned because you could type well and type fast. But now everybody's got to do it. Have to. Everybody has to.
I actually got passed out of typing class because I could type faster than Mavis Beacon could keep up. So I would like type and finish, and the words are still scrolling across the screen.
Well, we do that now, but it's just called lag. Internet lag.
Yeah, but back then, you know, the kids, they're giving these typing programs to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and we didn't have, well, we had our first computer when I was 4, but a lot of those kids didn't have computers at home.
Right.
You know, so they were just learning how to type.
My first computer experience was on an Apple II in elementary school. We played Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
And
did you get cholera
and Carmen
I did
Sandiego.
Get cholera and died. No, Carmen Sandiego was not around at that time. It was just Oregon Trail.
Hitting the space bar with the deer running across the screen.
Yeah.
I hated that. I think I quit after that.
But, you know, those programs that they designed for kids were never designed for those speeds. You know, what sixth grader back when I was in sixth grade was going to type at 90 words a minute?
Right.
You know, so I filled up the buffer and the computer would start beeping at me. And then for the rest of that semester, I was the teacher's assistant because I couldn't take any more Mavis Beacon.
Oh, that would make you
That explains the brown on your nose.
Oh, no.
No.
No, there are other reasons for the brown on his nose.
And none of them have to deal with your being gay, right?
I'm going to take the fifth on that one.
Oh, I thought you were going to take offense to that one, because usually...
Why would I take offense? I don't take offense to anything you say on this
show. Yeah, I know. I've noticed that.
I love you, man.
Get away with any fucking comment.
We're in a public place, Dan Alpers.
I haven't been here since you started.
Are you offended?
Bleeping.
Okay, then we're good.
I haven't been here since you started bleeping. You write that down or something?
What the
no,
when I bleep?
He's narcissistic.
I listen to the whole show when I edit it, and I listen. Sometimes I miss them, sometimes I don't. Just depends. So, like, I'll be at work waiting for a call. I'll have it playing in the background, just listening. Then I'll write down what time I'll mark it, you know. I'm not focused on it. It's just in the background, you know.
So, again, the AUG could be an unedited version, you know.
Or I could just do an unedited version.
If we get really out of control, he replaces the big AUG sound with something else.
Oh, I did. Oh,
like the night we went completely off the rails and it was the Jews.
Yeah,
the first couple episodes that you had Begok was like overpowering.
Well, I did a Begok and then I did a horrible one and then I got this feedback from you
probably from me.
It was horrible not to do it anymore, so I changed it. Now I use DJ saying hello.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
That one is fun.
I like his intro there too.
Yeah, because we're no longer in the basement, I stopped using it, so I'm gonna have to have DJ on and have him record some more stuff, or get Todd.
That's true, because the dark basement.
Yeah, now we've got a new studio space.
Is it cooler in the basement than it is in the bedroom?
Now that I have an air conditioner, no.
Can you run the air conditioner while you're doing the show?
We did last week. Worked just fine.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yep.
Is that because of the subject?
No. So, I kind of got in the doghouse for having Titania on. Titania.
Titania.
No, it's Titania. Titania.
Titania. Get it right.
Titania.
So who was all in that room with her?
It was me, Corey, and Dan.
Okay.
The other Corey.
And her.
And her. No, it's her
fiance. Man,
fiance,
guy that held things for her.
Yeah,
which things?
Objects.
And you know what?
Inanimate objects.
She had a bodyguard.
Well, yeah, she's traveling across the country. She's gonna travel with somebody. He's gonna be the big guy. But the guy, he's a really cool guy.
She drives around like Christy Brinkley.
After you guys left, after you guys left, I cooked up some burgers on the grill for him. We sat around and talked for a while. I got introduced to this new band. Well, not new. They have like 5 albums out there. It's like a super group that does punk rock covers. They're called Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. One of the guitarists, Chris Shiflett, is the guitarist from the Foo Fighters. And then the rest of them, it's like a super group, kind of like Velvet Revolver.
Foo Fighters, yeah.
I think you'd like them, Kevin. They do like covers of Barry Manilow or Billy Joel. They do country covers.
I've heard of them before.
Do they do them like country? Or
no, they do them like punk.
Punk.
Yeah. Punk. They do this version of You Got a Friend by James Taylor, but they do it kind of like the Ramones. Hey, oh, Let's
that
go.
That was a good picture.
It was very cool. They might even be on the jukebox here. We're sitting right next to the jukebox in the dining room. It's kind of quiet for a Monday night. Of course, it's early.
They have them.
Me first in the Gimme Gimmies?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
They have one, two, three, four.
They've got like five albums. Have a Ball. They do a lot of 80s covers.
Good by Earl. Country nice. Roads. Nothing Compares to
wow,
You.
Wow, the oldest one.
Oh, yeah, they do a version of Nothing Compares to You from Sinead O'Connor. It's very good.
It is not a Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, and they go all the way
it was
back
a Prince song. But Sinead is the one who sold copies of it.
Well, they've been around for a while, and I usually see that sort of weird stuff.
Yeah, the Prince version didn't sell anything, hardly, unless you bought the album that it was on.
Yeah,
but the Sinead O'Connor version...
Nothing Compares to You was a B-side.
Yeah, right, and it didn't sell very well. The hit, who made it a hit, was Sinead O'Connor. That's... And here we are in a Irish bar. I'm surprised not playing over and over again.
Well, you told her to turn down the music.
I believe it's because they've muted the jukebox.
Well, I know. They did. They love me.
Very nice.
Ow, Kevin. I keep getting beer coasters thrown at me.
I don't have coasters left.
No, you're not going to throw that at me. Please.
He's been to Spatula City.
Yes, yes. So, how was your week? I mean, you had a sick one at home last week?
It sucked.
Yeah? She threw up a lot?
Yeah, Chad.
Yeah?
She threw up a lot.
Nice. It's your birthday this week. Happy birthday, Katie.
Yep. 4 years old.
That's awesome.
Fun age. Fun.
Four is fun.
I thought Katie was older than Zeta. Oh,
yeah, no, Zeta's not. Older than Katie. So.
All right.
But no, she's just driving me nuts.
Yeah?
I've already threatened to take away her birthday.
Dude, you know what?
I can do that.
You can do it, but you know what? When they're that young, threaten them that stuff, they don't understand. They don't get it. I mean,
you gotta wait till they're older. There's more on the line.
You gotta do
like
that.
My Little Pony.
A two minute timeout. They don't understand that crap. Keeping them from going to the fireworks or something. They don't get it. I don't know. They're too young for that.
What they get is a hand across the face.
Yeah, they do get
that.
They understand a hand on the butt. Yeah. They understand the bitch slap.
If they don't shut up, you'll give them another one on the other side to match.
That's right.
My grandma's favorite saying was always, didn't matter what it was, you said something that she didn't like, and she said, I give you whatever with the back of my hand. And she meant it.
I bet. Yeah.
Courtney gets
Does that explain the odd shape of your head there?
Well, no. That would just be the very extremely receding hairline.
Okay.
I got a space for radio.
Do landscaping here.
Don't we all? Dan.
Oh, hell. Sorry.
What?
That's what you get for not paying attention.
That's what you get for not paying attention.
Well, I'm just going to have to listen to it, and I'll give you crap next week. We'll see.
That's all right.
Oh, next week we won't be.
No, next week, just to give you a heads up, there's going to be a little pause between episode 96 and episode 97. I will be out of the country next week, so I will not be able to have access to a high-speed internet connection to which I would be uploading the show.
Yeah, so Chad is trying to advance up the ranks in his drug mule career.
I think Kevin's heading to the bar to get some more beer.
Are you going to Puerto Rico?
No. No, going on a cruise.
Yeah.
No. Going to go to Orlando.
And then port of call is not.
No, Haiti. I think we're going to go to someplace in Jamaica and someplace in Mexico.
Mexico?
Is it like a five-day cruise? Or?
Yeah, we come back. We leave Saturday and come back next Sunday.
Not a three-hour tour.
No, it's not. My wife has been planning little excursions and stuff, or stuff. She's been researching this for like months.
Excursions.
We're gonna swim with dolphins.
Are the kids going
little
too?
Excursions off of this.
Off of the ship, yeah. At our ports of call.
Are the kids going too?
Yes. It's
so how many little excursions are you going to really be able to have?
Well, they have daycare on the ship.
Will the boat enter the dock?
24/7, I understand. So there's that. But we're going to be...
Always let you we're going to... Jetty, Letty.
See, the thing is that, like, on these cruises, a lot of times they have a kids area. You could drop the kids off for, like, an hour at a time. Or, in Chad's case, 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, kids, we're done. Okay, I guess if you have been
so,
to a
but we're gonna go. We're gonna
party,
go. Like I said, swimming with the dolphins. We're gonna go swim with stingrays. That'll be fun.
Careful, and that's what killed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna wear body armor.
Yeah. That's when things got stabby.
Yeah, things it's got stabby. Nice.
It got all bitey.
Yeah.
Bitey
yeah.
and stabby.
Yeah, nice.
It got red on you.
Yeah, that's he's gonna watch Shaun of the Dead tonight. So.
Who is?
I am.
Eric is.
Not for the first time.
Yes.
For the first
oh.
Time. Really? Wow. Insert. Here.
Yeah, my wife is
punch your
kids
geek
both
card.
Took off yesterday or Saturday, so my wife comes back on next Sunday, and the kids don't come back until Saturday after that. So it's
wow,
it's get to do whatever I want to do.
It's a double feature with Hot Fuzz, correct?
You got to get Hot Fuzz next.
Oh yeah,
Hot you, Fuzz.
Hot yeah. Fuzz.
Is it on That's, Netflix?
Probably yeah.
I think so.
Yeah,
I got Shaun of the Dead, and then I've got.
Ron Jeremy Best of Collection.
Netflix has those. You know?
No. So I was Netflix does not have porn.
The raunchiest movies on Netflix about a month ago, and they're kind of lame.
Yeah. They have some horror movies that got
they're
nakedness
all, like,
in there.
Unrated and
right.
stuff like that. I would not recommend the...
No.
Power of O or something like that.
Yeah, no.
What? It was like a French flick.
Yeah.
Unrated movies.
Yeah, I just recently tuned in and listened to Boobs.
Boobs.
Boobs?
Boobs.
Boobs on Netflix.
Is that a recommendation?
I didn't say
boobs.
That.
No, did you say boobs?
No, I just like the word boobs, so I said the word boobs.
Boobs.
Oh. No. Oh. I don't know if you can hear that, but one of our audience members, Chelsea.
No, there's not a lot of nudity kind of shows. On
yeah, Netflix. Not a lot of smut on Netflix. We were saying.
That's what I thought we were talking about. It's like the Netflix shows you could, the movies you could get that had boobs in them.
Well, yeah. You know, do you have a suggestion?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a website?
Okay.
Do you have an audio book?
What?
Wait.
It's called. I put the car in reverse.
I'm asking for you, man.
Boobsmcjugs.com.
Not me.
I got in enough trouble with
sorry.
Boobs last
it
week.
Really wasn't for Dan.
Well, have you seen the XKCD.com comic where they say whatever they say in the comic, whatever somebody says on the internet will eventually happen in real life?
And probably.
So he suggests in his comic that people send him pictures of playing the guitar nude in the shower. And then he has a whole page dedicated to
people who have sent
pictures of themselves playing the guitar nude.
How kind of low? I mean, what kind of... You got to have no life to, like, do that. But if you want to send your pictures,
thecanmanshow@gmail.com. You have a hugely popular website, and you can take advantage of your readers.
Yeah. No, but if you want to send naked pictures,
Wang.
Send them to Kevin. No. No. Changing the subject. Did you guys check out the new Scooby-Doo show, Scooby-Doo Mystery Inc.?
No.
On Cartoon Network? No.
No.
Okay.
We go from boobs to Scooby. This is so.
But hang on, Dan. Last week you asked me if
Velma was finally a lesbian.
No, she's not. In fact, she's in a relationship with Shaggy.
What?
She's macking on Shaggy.
No.
Yes, and she does. And Shaggy. No, Shaggy is voiced by Matthew Lillard instead of Casey
like
Kasem. And Casey Kasem does the voice of his dad.
His dad?
Yeah, they show his parents. Casey Kasem. Well, he's like 100 years old.
No glove. No glove.
But Matthew Lillard does the voice of Shaggy, clearly.
Now, I did see a little bit of the Scooby show. It was actually on Talk Soup.
Okay.
They had a clip on Talk Soup.
But, Velma was... Stop it. You're shaking up the mics.
Humping the table.
Stop humping
like
the table.
He's like a dog.
But Velma was just macking on just Shaggy. She was the aggressor. She was the aggressor, saying, you know,
what's my
name? When are we gonna tell everybody? When are we gonna tell everybody? And Shaggy's like, I just don't want to upset Scooby. He's my best friend. So and then I think instead of Velma being the lesbian, I think Fred is the gay guy. In the show.
Well, they're, he always kind of was.
Daphne,
anyway.
Metro, you know,
he wears a
Daphne's making advances towards Fred, but Fred is totally clueless because I think he's, you know, wears an ascot. Where's your ascot, homo?
Jesus Christ.
I've never worn an ascot. I'm not that gay.
How gay do you have to be?
You have to be so gay. You have to sound like that.
You right? have to be orders of magnitude more gay than me. Okay,
I felt really bad calling you a homo.
Carson Kressley gay or Ted gay?
No, Carson Kressley gay. Let me draw this out for you. Okay?
Draw this out for me.
I don't even have the gay decorating gene. Okay,
I've got that.
My house looks like
hello.
So the only gay gene I have is the sex with other men gene.
Really?
Otherwise, I can't dress myself. I can't decorate. I drive a Suburban. I have no desire to have a Prius.
Listen to country
Mike?
Music.
Is it a gay thing?
On occasion, but I listen to everything. Okay. But I do wear boxer briefs.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I don't.
Gay men wear boxer briefs, Chad.
Hey, you know what? I wear boxer briefs because, number one, no visible panty line.
Kick ass.
No visible panty line. And number two, you get all the support you need from a brief.
This was.
Is it too dirty to ask what she does wear?
This was the subject of an entire Will and Grace episode.
Whoa,
really?
Whoa, Dan.
Yes. Dan, you need to slow down, buddy.
It was boxers or briefs.
This is my first. You guys are all on your fifth.
Actually, the new gay underwear is the trunk, which is a boxer brief with a shorter leg.
Yeah. Those are like boy shorts. That's, girls wear boy shorts, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crap. That's
yeah.
what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
They're called cheeks.
Cheeks. Cheekies. See?
C-H.
E-E.
Cheeky. See? We got the female.
So anyway.
Angle.
You have to be orders of magnitude more gay than me to wear an ascot.
Right. Right. Is there anybody in town that you would think of that?
So
don't name names, but I guess.
Underwear before ascot?
Oh, yes.
Do you have? Never mind.
No, go ahead.
No. I don't even know where I was going with that one. But when I think of it, and I want to do something bad, I'll remember.
Right. Do we need to jump back to boobs?
No. We're talking.
The FCC ruling this week, or last week, the FCC said get rid of the.
They have arrested Corey.
No, they haven't arrested him. They just turned off his internet.
A judge ruled that things like Nipplegate with Jackson wouldn't draw fines.
Now?
Yep.
Well, about damn time.
Yep, those
a boob is a boob.
Those type of things won't draw fines because they were talking about, you know, every station that broadcast that live could have been fined for it.
Yeah.
Right?
For, you know.
Thousands. They could have.
Yeah. The judge just shot that down so that those accidental slip-ups like that.
Oops.
That was always accidental.
Didn't somebody say, like, the F-word on ESPN?
Yeah,
or?
Oh, yeah. If you watch, like, the MTV award show, I mean, the reason that they do them on delays is because people let things slip all the time.
Right.
I mean, so they put them on delay so they could prevent those fines.
I do, too. I mean, how often do you have to begawk the show when I'm on?
A lot.
Because that's how I converse in daily life. So censoring myself like that is...
Right.
You know, and so I can understand, especially in the heat of a moment when you've just won an industry award and...
Holy shit!
Hello!
I won!
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and didn't he say something like unintentional...
Nudity?
Unintentional events. I can't remember exactly what the wording was, but... Basically, unintentional events are not able to be fined. So, like, if you were, like, the Howard Stern show, right?
Right.
Howard Stern did things deliberately provocative and deliberately to see how far he could push it.
Right.
That's still against the law.
Right. But if it was an accidental slippage, which happened right at the lyric, I'm going to have you naked by the end of this song.
Oops. Right.
Oops.
Well, somebody was paying attention to the lyrics.
Yeah, hello.
Okay. So is there, like, a blacklist right now? Like Howard Stern, they're automatically bleeped.
No, but I'm talking those types of events.
Nice, and that was the FCC ruling this week.
No, still wants to fine them, but
CBS,
a judge shot it down.
CBS sued them for Nipplegate.
Okay, nice. And that was it a Supreme Court judge?
It was like Ninth Circuit.
Okay, so it'll go to Supreme Court eventually.
Yeah,
you know, whatever. They'll waste more tax dollars to try and get the fines.
Speaking of lawsuits... you know, YouTube won the suit over Viacom, right? Did you hear this a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-mm.
So Viacom was suing for copyright infringement, saying YouTube intentionally benefited from their clips, blah, blah, blah. And YouTube was like, look, the DMCA says that we don't have to prevent this stuff. We do. You know,
right.
They have, like, their content matching and all that stuff. we don't have to prevent this stuff from being uploaded. The DMCA says you have to tell us if it's there, and we just have to take it down in a reasonable time frame.
Right.
So Viacom sued YouTube, and YouTube won.
Nice.
The judge said, look, the DMCA, you know, when you've got 100 million active users,
right,
you cannot consciously monitor every single thing that goes on with your site.
But YouTube tries.
But YouTube,
they do a darn good job.
But that's why the law, that's, yeah, that's why the DMCA puts the onus on the copyright holder.
That bugs the crap out of me when they right. do that. When they somebody posts a video yep. and they're singing a song, but it's a copyrighted song, they'll say audio track removed due
yeah,
to
right.
the That pisses me off.
I uploaded a couple of videos from the facade at the haunt, and they were both tagged by WMI.
Nice.
And yeah. So, but anyway, so YouTube won this. Well, I was reading Slashdot today, and
you still read Slashdot?
Oh, I love Slashdot.
Slashdot is like so. 2005.
I know, but it's another one of those things that makes me feel old. But Google spent $100 million defending themselves from this lawsuit. $100 million.
And Google so owns the whole, YouTube.
The whole, yeah. I mean, Google has freaking deep pockets. I mean, they've got billions in the bank. But it brings up a good point. So if Viacom is the copyright holder, were to sue, say, the Can Man show for something.
Right.
You obviously, there. It's not a level playing field.
No, I'd cave because I have nothing.
Right. I mean, you could promise them your wife and...
No, she'd divorce me before then. But...
Well, I'm sure you could contractually obligate.
You could offer yeah. Corey's...
Regardless.
Any host, Bit Guard.
But it's not... So the whole discussion today was revolving around how that whole system is not fair.
Right.
Because you don't have Google's resources.
Right.
You can't just write a check to a law firm for $100 million.
Like that lady who got sued for trading songs on the internet.
Right.
She does it for millions of dollars, and yeah. she just had her computer on after she downloaded a song. It was yeah. Okay, yeah. But craziness.
Yeah.
Craziness.
But when I read that, I was a little shocked, and then I read it a couple of other places, like in my RSS feeds.
Uh-huh.
$100 million.
I'd just be happy with one.
Some lawyer got a brand new boat.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Fortune.
So, Kevin, what's up? What do you got?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Nothing.
But you haven't done anything this whole last week other than deal with a sick kid?
Oh, I went to see Inception.
Deception?
Inception.
Inception. That's the Leo, DiCaprio.
Enough said.
Yep.
Yeah, Christian Bale.
Chris Nolan could hire Russell Brand and I would go watch it.
Has anybody else seen it?
What is it about?
It's something about dreams. That's all I know.
Oh, it's kind of like my impression of it was like a Matrix knockoff, but with dreams instead.
Not really. I thought it was the best film that I saw so far this year.
Really? I've seen really good reviews of it. You liked it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah?
It's kind of a long movie. I think it's about 2.5 hours.
Ellen Page is in there, right?
If that's the Juno chick.
Yeah, the Juno chick.
That's,
yeah,
yeah, she's in it.
Cool.
they had somebody from that horror movie. Sam Raimi's Go to Hell. Or
yeah, Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah, it had the one guy, the black guy that told her future. Or Yeah,
he was in Avatar, too, wasn't he? The scientist?
I don't think I'm going to see Avatar. I'm sorry.
You've never seen Avatar?
Or not Avatar. I thought you meant
like the last
one.
Airbender.
Airbender.
Oh, no, not the Airbender. Oh, no.
It's only called Avatar on TV.
No.
I heard it was a lot better on TV.
Yeah, but, the cartoon. Anyway.
Well, here's the delineation there was the people I talked to that had never seen the cartoon liked the movie. The
right.
The people that were followers of the cartoon were so pissed that he took it right off the rails.
Which,
yeah, way different than the story. When it comes out on DVD, is it a buy or is it one of those movies that...
I say go and see it in the theater.
See it in the theater?
I mean, when I went there, theater was packed.
Yeah.
This was during the day, which I thought was pretty cool.
Wow.
And it is a long movie, but I didn't ever feel that it was long because...
It's lasted the whole time.
What's interesting, you know, the commercial gives you a certain idea of what it is, but when you see it, you know that what they're doing is they're just picking cool looking parts of the movie,
right?
You know, to show
in
people.
The trailer.
But seeing what the story is, The story is about where it's not that they steal memories, but they have to stick a memory into a businessman's mind to make him think a certain way to do something with his business.
Okay.
So it's kind of like business, you know.
Do they choose some people to fail and some people to succeed? Or?
No, they found this one guy whose father died, and his son was going to take over the business, and they wanted him to sell the business, to break it up and sell it, because his business was going to basically win out over all the other businesses in that same, you know, particular business. So he wanted to proactively have people go into his mind, plant the idea for him to, you know, sell off the things. But what I thought was pretty cool with the movie was that, yeah, they had this little machine where, you know, people could go into someone's dreams. They had one person who would be what they call the architect, and that was the Juno chick.
Right.
She would create the world, the buildings, and
oh wow,
and what have you. And, you know, those parts where in the commercial you see her building the bridge and making buildings and folding, like, the city on itself?
Right.
That's her creating the kind of
dreamscape.
Like, the dreamscape. Then what they do is they take the person and they stick that person into that world that she creates. And then he basically populates the world with his subconscious. So everybody that you talk to is his subconscious.
Oh, wow.
So you could, like, talk to yourself. It's a massive render
farm for that. It's deep.
So it's like Total Recall updated for the 90s.
No.
Or updated from the 90s.
It reminded me of one movie. I can't remember the name. Like Dreamscape?
Is that the one where I had with the snake guy? Dreamscape. That was a scary movie. It scared the crap out of me.
Speaking of boobs.
But what was really cool was that...
Wang.
There was the whole going Chung. Into like the dream. was the whole going into the dream, but you could go into another dream through that dream.
You need to do the show.
So you could go often. Two dreams deep. Yeah,
they actually went like four dreams deep.
Oh wow!
So that they're going deep. They're digging deep,
balls deep.
But what I thought was really kind of the cool part where is what you see on the commercials is that when something physically happens to you, like in the dream, whichever dream that they were in, if something physically happened to you, it would happen in the world that they're occupying. So if someone slapped you across the face, the whole world would go like there was an earthquake. And then there's a certain part in the movie where...
if in real life you got slapped, like you're...
No, in the dream.
In the real... Well, it gets confusing because you have dream upon dream upon dream.
I need another beer.
Yeah, you're balls deep in a dream. But, no, so if you had something where someone poured water on you, water would appear in the dream.
Wow.
Shoot across. Like the one, there's like one part in the commercial where water just shoots out of.
Yeah.
That's where he's experiencing water in the physical world.
Cool.
Somebody's pissing on him.
It's kind of like when you put your hand. Puts a sleeping guy's.
No.
Is it kind of like when you put a sleeping guy's hand in a cup of warm water and make some pee?
But what's interesting, what's even more interesting is that certain people's minds can be weaponized, I guess, where they teach that person to guard their subconscious, and their subconscious can actually fight you.
Oh, wow.
So if they go into, like, someone's dream, all of a sudden dudes in black SUVs come in and just pop out with machine guns and start shooting you.
Oh, fun.
Which was kind of like Matrix.
Are you okay?
If you die in the dream, you exit the dream.
You just exit the dream.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
Game over, start again.
Yeah. So one idea is that they don't kill you in a dream. If they want to really mess with you, they keep you in the dream and they just torture you. So they'll shoot you in the legs or what have you and then keep you alive.
Cut the wicker out of the seat of
because
the chair.
Because once they shoot you,
strip you naked.
It's not like the Matrix where if they shoot you, you're dead in real life. You just pop out of the, you know, dream there. But you know, I don't want to ruin anything with the movie if you want to see it, but it just gets really trippy because for them to do this particular job, they have to go like three or four dreams deep.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is that every they have people coming after them in each dream. So they have to keep everybody together and then keep them away from these guys that are chasing them.
Oh, wow.
So you've got, like, one dream here where you're watching them keep away from the guys. Then you got the second dream here where they're trying to do something. And then they got the third dream here where they're doing something. And then it keeps on going. So,
oh, that sounds way too much like Project
So the whole movie is go, 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 go. There's no slow part. I mean, when you get to a part where you think it might be slow, it pops to the next dream where you're seeing what's going on in that dream.
Awesome.
They set it up for a sequel, didn't they?
I'm not going to say anything about the end, but I'll tell you one thing. At the very end of the movie, the whole crowd went, oh!
Nice. It was one of those endings.
It was one of those where, you know, it's not a twist, but it's like when you realize what happened, it's like, oh. You know.
So is it sort of like the end of The Sixth Sense when you realize that Bruce Willis has been dead the whole movie?
Bruce Willis is dead?
No. No,
like, how stupid am I that I could not figure that out?
That would be if it was a twist. This is something different.
All right.
So it's kind of on the same lines as that. But.
So before we go too much further, because we've been going a little bit here, I got to do a couple things. Got to take care of some business. Number one, free the listeners of The Can Man Show. Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. This week, I'm recommending the book Suck It, Wonder Woman, The Misadventures of a Hollywood Geek by Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn?
Olivia Munn.
You're kidding. I hate her.
Olivia Munn.
You hate her?
I hate her.
Yep.
But she was just in the PETA ad.
Was she? She was just in a PETA ad.
She was
hippie.
She's on The Daily Show
she
now.
She was naked?
Nude. Well, in the PETA ad, they do the whole cover-up. You know, nude for publicity thing.
Nice. So, Suck It, Wonder Woman, The Misadventures of a Hollywood Geek by Olivia Munn, as read by Olivia Munn, will be my recommendation of the week.
Not mine.
And Kevin hates her, so.
Chad, Wonder Woman or
say
Olivia
Misadventures.
Munn?
Misadventures.
She's on Daily Show now.
Misadventures.
Oh, there you go.
Not good.
So, The Misadventures of a Hollywood Geek.
She was one of those
by Olivia Munn.
Gonna play that right now, but also, I'm gonna play a little.
Just a bikini.
Hold on.
Like, we're playing a sample, Dan, be quiet.
Dan.
You're talking about Olivia Munn in a bikini, man. What else is more important than that?
What's more important than that? Bluesmore. Bluesmore is more important. They're sponsoring the show this week. So, Bluesmore, I'm going to play a little interview I had with Greg West of the Bluesmore Board of Directors talking about the upcoming gig. All the info you need to hear about is in the interview I'm going to play right after the Olivia Munn thing. So, ba-da-da-da-bum-bum. Here you go.
Another aunt married a guy who makes decent money, so now there is nothing for her to do but go to the gym and take long showers there. Why? I think she does that to save money. In the past, when she came to my mom's house for dinner, she brought a plastic bag and took fruits and vegetables my mom just bought. According to family lore, she hides food under her bed so her kids won't find it. The good food. The other food she keeps in the fridge for her kids to eat. What kind of food, you ask? Like spaghetti with tuna fish, marinara sauce, and carrots, all in one big pot. That way, they don't have to eat her good food, and she doesn't have to cook for a week. When her kids were young, she found a way to make cash off of them. She offered to pay them for chores, but when they didn't do them to her satisfaction, she deducted the amount from the ledger, so at the end of the month, her kids would owe her. All kidding aside, I have to hand it to her. That would actually be kind of a genius financial strategy. She might have a future at Goldman Sachs. One aunt dresses in short shorts, hot pants, and tank tops because she's desperate to look young. One day, she decided she wanted to change her name to Brittany. Yes, just like Britney Spears. Call me Brittany, she told everyone at the gym. Call me Brittany, because I'm Britney Spears, okay? Once, one of her gym buddies called the house asking for Brittany, and her husband slammed down the phone. Hey, my aunt pleaded. Hey, that my friend. Let me talk to my friend. You tell them I'm Brittany, okay? I'm Brittany. Then there's the doc. The doc is my aunt, who is a successful radiologist. Oh, and that's another thing about my family. They all possess the cliched Asian drive to succeed, so they're all super educated, and some of them have done really well in their chosen professions. Many of them are doctors and engineers. Doc is so talented, she even taught her cats to pee on the toilet. One other aunt is always in pajamas, and usually I think I can make out some sort of juice or soda or some kind of imaginary stain all over it. And she loves her some garage sales. It seems like all she does all day is drive around in a pickup truck going to garage sales, So whatever new thing you have, whatever you just bought, she could have gotten it for you for cheaper. Here is an invented but not totally off-base exchange. This aunt. Hey, nice MacBook. Where'd you get it? The Mac store. Huh, how much did you pay? Oh, I don't know, about $2,000 or so. Oh, really? You know, I could buy a garage sale for $1. But I have to say, as crazy as my family is, I am very proud of what they've done. They spent all their money to come to America for a better life. All 9 children graduated from college, and some have gone on to have their own radiology practices, or they've worked for NASA, or have been a top engineer for Ford, and they've become teachers and parents. I am so very proud of that. Yes, they're crazy, but I mean, really, who isn't? I think it's much better to acknowledge and embrace and, damn I say, celebrate the craziness than to pretend it doesn't exist or try to convince people my family is something perfect. Because honestly, the craziness is kind of fun, and really, it's made me the person I am today. So yes, there has always been a lot of yelling in my family. And since my mom remarried an Air Force guy, we've always moved around a lot too. I think those two factors had a definite effect on me growing up, and to this day, I've looked for shelter and found solace among the quiet and the nerdy. I am a misfit myself, and I have always seemed to get along with other misfits. And as I discuss in the pages of my book, I was just lucky that wherever I've been, Oklahoma, Japan, Hollywood, there has always been a nerd family willing to take me into their fold. I think I was raised in a way that was not like everyone else. Part Chinese, part Vietnamese, part Air Force brat, and all geek, all the time. The geeks who took me in showed me the many joys of Tetris, Super Mario Brothers, Dungeons and Dragons, and much, much more. And they actually may have saved my life in the process. Or at the very least, they saved what is left of my sanity. Which is good, because then I was able to use that leftover sanity to help me write this book, which, again, I hope you really like, because it doesn't suck and the stories are fun to listen to.
All right, this is the Can Man. I'm here with Greg West with Lynn County Blues Society, here to talk a little bit about Bluesmore. That's coming up. What are the dates for this?
It's Saturday, August 7th.
And did you say it's the 17th?
No, the 7th.
The 17th year.
The 17th annual Bluesmore.
But it's correct. The 7th of August.
The 7th of August. This year starts at 4 p.m.
4 p.m. and it goes?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
And then we always have an after-hours party at the Long Branch after, kind of a jam session.
Cool. And, I mean, I've gone to this in the past. It's a great event. It's at Bluesmore, where if you went to the Balloon Glow a couple weeks ago, you'd know right where it is, or to the Classics of Bluesmore. Now, 17 years of the blues, that is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's, I've only been involved with 3 years, but I actually moved back to the area after growing up here, and I actually took it in for 3 or 4 years before I moved back.
Very cool.
So it's a great event.
So who all do you have playing this year?
This year, we have the Avey Brothers out of Davenport as our opening act. That'll start about 4 p.m. Their last 2 years, they've been the Iowa Blues Challenge winners. We try to stay local with our act. Davenport's a little outside our local range, mm-hmm. but they're a very well-respected act.
Sure.
Our second act going on approximately 6 p.m. will be Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys.
Awesome.
He's a regular out at Checkers. And then our closing act will be Deanna Bogart and her band. She's out of the Washington, D.C. area.
Cool. Very nice. Now, you've got a rich history of the blues, 17 years of doing it. That is fantastic. And Bluesmore has always happened at Bluesmore, obviously.
Always happened there. We got a great relationship with Bluesmore, and it's a beautiful venue.
Very cool. So make sure you make it out. Tickets are how much?
Tickets are $15 at the gate. There's $1 off coupons in the Gazette weekly. And also, if you're a Lynn County Blues Society member, you get $1 off also.
Very cool. And that's your T-shirt. That's the new T-shirt this year?
This is the new T-shirt for this year.
Of course, you can't see it because it's audio. But that is really cool. The year that we went, it was a tie-dye shirt. But this is, I'm going to have to get me one of those. Do you know what those are going to run?
T-shirts, I don't know. I think they're about $15.
Okay.
They're $15 to $20. We have some long sleeves. We have a few hats this year. We got some glow-in-the-dark and spinner items for the kids. It's really a family event.
Yeah, that logo is sharp. That is a really cool shirt. And I like the colors, bright orange. It looks like the earth shirts or the dirt shirts you get in Hawaii.
They kind of call it the Texas orange color is what I was told. So
that's very cool. But the logo, it's bright yellow. It says Bluesmore 2010. Looks like a Gibson guitar on there, red.
Yep.
But beautiful.
Evan Volich, who's our vice president on our blues board, designs our shirts every year, and he did a great job again this year.
Oh, my gosh. And then some. I'm going to have to get one. But make sure you bring your family out to Bluesmore the 7th of August, 4 p.m., Bruce Moore, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. More information, is there a website?
The best website is either at the Bruce Moore website or our website, which is lcbs.org.
lcbs.org. I'll put a link to that in our show notes at thecanmanshow.com. But Greg, thanks so much for coming in and talk to me.
Thank you.
Nice having you, and we look forward to rocking out with you. Yeah,
so do I. It's a wonderful evening.
It will. And we're back. Thanks again for listening, and you too can get your copy of that book or any other book you want. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/canman. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/canman for your free audiobook. Go today. Get it now before I go on vacation.
Turn the lights down. Turn.
Yeah, the lights went down. The lights went down, and now you're going
boom, chicka, burr, now. And check Olivia Munn's book.
That's right. Kevin, don't fall over.
And her penis.
Her penis?
Too dark.
Her
penis. Yes, check out her penis.
Too dark.
I know. I got a tan now.
Jesus Christ.
I spent a lot of time in the pool this weekend.
Do you have a wank?
So the break went a little longer than I was planning.
I swear, it had to be.
Yeah, well.
We had a drunk chick come talk to Corey.
We might have to preserve some of that.
Yeah. I was recording it, but I'm not going to play it.
We should have. You're not going to play it.
No.
So end up in a breakup situation.
Oh,
yeah.
How often do we have a drunk chick talk to Dan?
Why? It was me that
right.
Put you
well,
there.
See, Dan, I don't want Dan to get in any trouble.
Dan, would you get in trouble?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't Dan that was doing it. It was Corey. Yes.
Okay, is this clip just going to disappear? Like
no, I'll put it out there for you. Yeah. No. The whole no.
Christ.
Episode 96.
Until we want
to.
No.
Leap.
And we're back.
Surprise! Butt sex!
Yeah, butt sex.
That reminds me of that Family Guy episode where Peter sings to the whole family around
speaking
the fire about cowboy butt sex. Have you never seen this episode?
No.
I don't know.
So it's the one where Lois loses their car at the Indian casino.
Oh, so yes. What about butt sex?
Sodomy.
All right, then. So, there's been a lot of... This week, there's been a lot of talk about comic book movies. There's been a lot of press on the Thor movie coming out. Pictures of the set, pictures of the cast. I think it looks pretty awesome. And then on the cover of
King, they said they thought he looked stupid because he had a big smile on his face.
Odin? That would
Hannibal
be...
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, Hannibal Lecter, that guy. Sir
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, it's Tony Hopkins.
One guy.
Tony? Sir Tony?
Yeah.
From Lisbon.
Sir Tony from Lisbon.
Oh, God.
Hi, Tony. Hey, you know what? He ambient dialed. Right now, I'm going to play Tony ambient dialing. Right now. Boom.
What do you call a guy with a rubber toe? Roberto. Did you hear that a boat carrying red paint and a boat carrying blue paint crashed into each other? Apparently the crew were marooned. How many surrealists does it take to change a light bulb? Fish.
Oh. All right, we're back. So
you can't let the break stretch on too long anymore.
No, I can't.
Surprise!
Because if I do,
ambient sex.
Dan, I am never letting you drink on the show again.
Wang,
ever. Did I? Okay, ever.
One and we're back.
Yeah, you're, okay. Dan weighs like 10 pounds, one beer, and it's like he's had five.
Oh, shit, I have only had one beer.
I know, but it's like you've had five.
And those two little cups.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a...
A cider.
A cider.
Yeah.
A
so
very excellent
that
cider.
Was a equivalent of about a pint there that they gave us. So
come down and have one. Because
yeah.
If it can do this to Dan, imagine what it can do for you.
All right. So the Thor.
Or
Thor
the
clips. They look good. The Thor clips
back.
Look good. The Thor clips.
There are no Thor
pictures.
Clips.
There
Thor.
Are pictures.
There are
Thor?
No Thor clips.
There are
so
who's
photos.
Thor?
Thor, you know. Thor.
Thor?
Yeah.
Are you Thor?
Thor? No, Thor.
We're all Thor.
Yeah, Corey's butt's going to be sore after this. Thor. I mean, Thor.
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 Jesus Christ. Thor.
Yeah. Well, okay, anyway. So Entertainment Weekly. Seriously. The cover of Entertainment Weekly was the picture of Ryan Reynolds looking a lot like... what's her name from X-Men, the blue girl.
Somebody actually compared him to that good body guy. You remember him from the 80s?
Mystique.
No. Mystique. Yeah, it looks like Mystique. I think the new the Green Lantern outfit looks like Mystique's outfit.
Boobs.
Yeah, less boobs.
So is it painted on him?
It's CG.
It will be CGI.
But
he acts in a mocap suit.
But it's got texture.
Doesn't it have like the stripes of the green LEDs going through it?
It's got the balls. He's got balls attached to him, and he's in a gray suit.
So is this?
No, not on the cover. No, I didn't see nipples in the costume. I wasn't looking for them. Did you see nipples? Did you see it?
No, I did not.
But
no,
the costume looks pretty badass.
This
but it reminds me a lot of the Mystique costume from X-Men.
They were saying that there was an interview with the director, and he said he wanted something very alien. And unfortunately,
right.
I think it ended up just being a bunch of. Muscle fibers.
It looks pretty cool, though. I mean, I like it.
It looks cool, but I just don't see it being Green Lantern. I don't.
Right.
I don't see the outfit. I see something that a director wanted to make unique.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, the director wants it to be unique, but we know Green Lantern. And the people that are really diehard going to go see Green Lantern are guys like us.
I give it the benefit of the doubt. And I will wait till it comes out before I pass judgment.
If the acting, the story, and the CGI, and all of that works together and overpowers the...
Weird costume.
My disapproval of the costume, then go for it.
Okay.
Let's see it. I'm ready.
So,
I agree.
And there's Sinestro making an appearance, and... I'm looking forward to that.
Very cool.
There's talk of it being a trilogy.
They're making a new Planet of the Apes movie. And Andy Serkis is going to play the lead ape. He's like the lead character.
We go back to Green Lantern talk because who really wants to see those damn dirty apes again?
I do. I enjoyed the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes. I might be one of the only people, but the makeup was amazing. I thought it was
really
great.
Didn't like it too much.
But
the makeup for Norbit got nominated for an Academy Award. Need I say more?
That's true.
The makeup for what?
Norbit.
Oh, yeah.
That was with Eddie Murphy, right?
Yes.
Right. I watched Pluto Nash last night.
Oh.
That
movie is not as bad as everybody says.
No,
I like Pluto Nash, too.
It still, to this day, is the number one box office flop in history.
Yeah, but Pluto Nash?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Even with some of the...
Even after Grindhouse and even after Showgirls.
What about
Showgirls?
Catwoman?
Showgirls.
I learned a fact yesterday. I was reading the latest Entertainment Weekly where they're talking about these Showgirls spin-offs. I got a story to tell about Showgirls. You can hear it if you want. I don't have to tell it. But
go ahead.
Anyway. No, Showgirls made $20 million in the theaters because it was an NC-17 movie.
Right.
Obviously a very limited audience. $100 million on home video.
Wow.
$100 million.
Adam, there's been some crappy Tim Allen movies. They got to be worse than Pluto Nash.
What about Geely?
Geely just sucked because it just sucked.
Benifer?
I didn't see it. Did you see it?
No.
Did you see Geely?
I don't even know.
Then why are we talking about Geely?
Because we were talking about box office flops.
Oh, yeah.
And that's got to be...
I didn't see Pluto Nash in the theater. I saw it on HBO or something.
Oh, I don't know.
I rented it.
I've never seen
it. I actually rented it.
I've never seen the whole thing.
Yikes.
Actually.
I thought it was good. I liked it. I think other than this character in the National Lampoon movies, that droid bodyguard thing that Randy Quaid plays, probably one of his best characters he's played ever.
Still, it was Pluto Nash, so that was not the droid I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
See, that talks over too.
Indubitably, chap. Indubitably.
That was a really long run.
Kevin loved Pluto Nash.
Hated it.
And we're back.
is that the title of today's episode?
And we're back.
And we're back.
I thought we were roofing.
No, that was earlier. She goes,
Floralyn.
Okay.
We call it Floralyn.
No, the two girls that were sitting here watching us left and told Mike to watch their drinks, and they go, Ixnay on the Rooferlin. I thought that was pretty funny.
Wow.
Yeah. Ixnay, wow. Can you watch my drinks, but... Can you watch the drinks, but Ixnay again, on the Rooflin.
Mike would not have gotten their phone numbers, and therefore he would not have been able to do certain naughty things to those said girls. That sucks, man.
And we're back. Surprise! Rooflin sex!
So, did you guys do anything else exciting this past week? I mean, I spent a lot of time in the backyard in the pool.
Actually, you know what I did? I went back and watched all the new episodes of Futurama.
Oh, yeah? I haven't seen any of them yet.
They are phenomenal. There's one... There three that I've seen so far. There's Proposition Infinity, which is robosexual marriage.
Nice. So is it two guy robots?
Surprise. No, Bender wants to marry a human.
Oh.
See, so it's Amy.
Oh, he wants to marry Amy?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she married to the... Wasn't she getting...
There's a whole story, a sub-story involving what happens to Amy and Kiff.
Okay.
But, so that's Proposition Infinity.
Okay.
And then there... I can't remember the title of the episode, but it's about Twitter and the iPhone. And it's made by Mom Corp. And the logo is a stylized head of Mom with a little apple, like, leaf coming out of her head. And the iPhone of the future goes into your eye.
Nice.
And then they install the earpiece with a hammer. Okay. So the whole episode is about the iPhone and Twitter and how they unfollow Dr. Zoidberg. And he's like, oh, you know?
I can't believe it.
But
I'm Zoidberg.
So they're sitting, you know, at the table, like tweeting each other from their iPhones around the table.
Nice.
And then the other one I saw was the Da Vinci Code, where the professor's a collector of Da Vinci's things, and it turns out Da Vinci is an alien, and so he didn't really die. iPhone,
spoiler alert.
You catch yourself in the wrong place.
You have to wear a special cover.
Yeah.
And if you go tanning,
the shows are timely, but
cover,
not that timely.
Part of you
a special rubberized cover over certain parts of yourself so that you don't lose.
Yeah, otherwise you ground it out.
Yeah, what's with that crap? I mean, this week, Steve Jobs basically...
He's going to need more than
between telling, you know, big fibs, saying that this problem's been with all the iPhones when it really hasn't.
You know what? I have an iPhone 4. Here's the deal. I have an iPhone 4.
Early adopter.
I am an early adopter.
Wow.
Surprise! iPhone 4!
So that's an iPhone 4. Okay.
And the only way that I can make it do that is if I hold it firmly, very, very firmly in my left hand. I mean, I have to have a death grip on it.
Left hand specifically?
Left hand specifically.
What?
Okay, I'm usually ambidextrous. Because you have to bridge the gap right here.
Yeah, but with your right hand, you can bridge that gap with your fingers.
So basically on the bottom left-hand side.
I cannot make it do it unless I've got significant contact with both antennas. So I can understand why left-handed people who are the spawn of Satan are complaining about this issue.
And because you don't have as much practice.
I mean, right here,
left hand, it's
nice. I've been holding this. See, now I've been holding it in my hand for about 45 seconds, and now the signal's dropping.
Got the new update that changes your signal level?
No,
it's not an update, is it?
Yeah, it's a software update.
Oh, there is?
But
I thought there was just a common thing for
and
it.
And see, now the bars are fluctuating. Now it's back up to 3.
Yeah, but if this isn't the software update, then this is giving you about 2 more bars than...
That's what they say, but I don't think that...
It probably
from
just
an engineering
the
perspective,
the
I don't think that's 100% true. But I can release my hand and the signal will start to climb again. But I have to seriously bridge the gap significantly with my entire hand to get it to do it. So these people, they're like, oh, my little pinky finger caused it to happen.
So you're going to get a little rubber sleeve in the mail for free or what?
And I'm just going to roll a condom over it.
That'll work.
Some people are just using
so.
Oh man!
Don't you get like a free one now?
Like silicon wristbands around it, and then just cut out the connector on the bottom.
Well, you know, people were putting band-aids over the side.
Yeah, duct tape was the recommendation on CNN.
Duct tape?
No, seriously, there was a video on CNN earlier this week before the
not electrical
Steve Jobs,
tape.
No, it was duct tape. He said, cut this piece of duct tape, showed you exactly where to put it to fix the problem.
Yeah,
you
know,
but it's a $400 piece of thing to put
duct tape on it.
But it comes from bridging the two antennas right here on the left side. But I have not had a problem with it at all.
Awesome.
I'm not saying that people don't.
Yeah.
But it's not nearly as big as people make it out to be.
So what were you saying, Kevin?
That's what she says.
Well, you know, the new software came out for the iTouch, you know, that's similar to what they got on the new...
Right, iOS 4.
Yeah. As soon as I download that to my iTouch... hasn't worked right with my car stereo.
Really?
Yeah. And then I got funny things that happen with my podcast here and there. There's just something off.
Yeah,
about
my friend
this.
Of mine put the iOS 4 on his 3G phone. It's kind of messed up.
Yeah,
too. He has all sorts of little glitches.
You know, I got a car stereo to work either. Specifically so I could run it right through my car stereo, and I get error messages for a lot of stuff now. So.
Oh wow! Whereas before you weren't.
No, wasn't having a problem.
Did you do an upgrade or a completely new installation?
Well, just the upgrade right off of iTunes there. Like, do you
could
wanna...
just be in the way it built your index
so
for
they're
songs
build
or something.
A new iTouch that looks like the iPhone 4?
Probably.
I bet you the new iTouch. I mean, with the new iTouch, that you know, it's 1 year and then they'll be out with the iTouch, and that year will be up sooner than you think.
Now I'm trying to figure out why does my iTouch have airplane mode.
I have Wi-Fi.
It has to. It has to for the FCC.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to cut off all transmission.
Okay. Because I mean,
like
it was kind
phone,
of a Wi-Fi is on or off, and now they have you can turn your Wi-Fi on and then turn it on airplane mode, which will turn it off.
Does the iTouch also have Bluetooth?
I think
so. Yeah, I think so.
You can do Bluetooth headphones.
Mode, it shuts off all radios.
Oh, it shuts off that.
Yeah,
that's
it's
too.
Completely traffic silent.
But I've heard that those radios really don't do anything to the stuff in the airplane.
What?
I heard that it doesn't really mess with the avionics.
It doesn't.
It's hard to determine because
MythBusters proved it was. It doesn't, right?
Here's the deal. Here's the deal with that. 99% of the electronics you carry in your pocket do not interfere with anything in the plane. The problem is that when you're 36,000 feet in the air, your cell phone roams multiple towers.
Yeah.
And if you're over an area like Chicago, where you have 500,000 additional people in the air at any given time, all seeking multiple towers for your carrier, it can pose a significant problem.
To the avionics or to...
For the carrier.
Right.
So some of the largest people that are actually lobbying against easing the FCC rules are not the airlines. It's the cell phone providers.
Hmm.
Because when you're up in the air, and this is a story I read a couple of years ago, so it's probably even worse now, but when you're 36,000 feet in the air, you can roam to three or more towers.
At the same time.
Right. At the same time.
Right.
So now if you think about an area between... say Chicago and New York, where they've got 100 round trip flights a day, how many thousands of people are in that corridor at the same time roaming 3 to 5 towers?
Right. Yeah. Crazy. It's like math.
Yeah. So some of the largest people that are lobbying for this against this change to being able to use your cell phone in the airline is the cell phone providers.
Yeah.
AT&T and US Cellular and all those. Because they don't have the infrastructure to support 1.5 million people in the air all roaming to different towers.
Right on. StarCraft comes out.
Oh, StarCraft.
Right, Dan? Right, Mike?
StarCraft yes. Mike knows better than I do.
Mike Mulhern's going to hop on the mic here.
StarCraft 1 came out when? 2000?
Oh, Jesus.
No,
no, it's older
it
than
was
that.
98.
So, Mike, if anybody who plays StarCraft, probably between you and Kevin, you play StarCraft. You don't have it?
I don't have a good enough computer to run it, so.
No, the old StarCraft.
With
the new StarCraft, do you have to have like a machine like you wouldn't believe?
It doesn't have to be that epic.
Right?
No, but it's like 128 meg. I was just at GameStop before this because I picked up my old copy of World at War because I wanted to play zombies again. but no, it's like 1.2 gigahertz processor, 128 meg ATI or NVIDIA graphics card. It's not.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a graphics card.
Pentium 4. It's not, and I think I remember reading something about how the original StarCraft was pretty much accessible to everybody with a computer.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you had like a 386, but it was just ridiculous.
I played it on a Commodore 64.
They wanted to have that same sort of accessibility with the new game.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like, it's not running like the latest version of the Unreal Engine or whatever. I mean, it's an RPG.
Anything, it's just a Warcraft 3, upgraded Warcraft 3 engine. So, I mean,
which is also awesome.
And more polygons.
So I'm probably going to go to video game hell, but I never played StarCraft.
What
is StarCraft about?
Wow, even I played StarCraft.
I played Warcraft, but I never played StarCraft.
StarCraft was Warcraft set like 3,000 years in the future.
So it's
without the orcs.
Building the,
you played the original war.
You build your armies in space.
Yeah, same thing.
And then you try and fight each other.
And you build right. armies and
you then mine gold and noobs. Energy.
I got so bored of the missions.
So it's Age of Empires. In space. Only Warcraft. Which is better?
But StarCraft is number one. Yeah, it's faster paced, and number two is not as clunky.
Okay.
I mean, all the little intricacies that like Age of Empires and stuff went into, you know, with your cultural balance and all that stuff, that's not StarCraft.
No, StarCraft is more. There's more speed to it,
there's
so
more
it's
more clicking.
One thing
more
I could
clicking.
Tell about Age of Empires is when you more saw your units per minute. On the field, you could tell they were standing in a grid. Whereas with right. StarCraft, it's just like a massive. Awesome slaughter.
Yeah. Cool.
Watches over your enemies.
But you know what I remember from the original StarCraft more than anything? Is you'd spend all your time, right? You'd build your base, and you'd build the barracks, and you'd build all of your, you know, your, one of those little things with three wheels.
Tricycles?
Vultures.
Yeah. And you'd build up your army, and you'd put them all, like, down in the corner, you know? And then you'd mine a whole bunch of gold so you had enough to replenish your army. And by the time you got all that done, just wave after wave of enemies was coming at you from across the map, and you died. And it took you, like, 3 hours to build up your little force there in the corner. So you had to be really smart about, like, resource management, because if you built the wrong thing, you were just going to get completely run over.
And you just wasted 3 hours.
So, Mike, oh, tell me a little bit about this StarCraft thing. Well, I mean, it's a game. You build spaceships and mine gold and what?
Well, it's not really gold. It's you got minerals and Vespian gas.
Okay.
Lesbian gas. No, no, that's a queef. No. You don't mind queefage.
No. Stop with the queef talk. And we're back.
And it's worth a lot.
Surprise! Lesbian sex. No, Vespian.
You got three races. You got the Terran, the Zerg, and the Protoss. A lot of people say it's a ripoff of Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
Which it could be. I never checked the dates.
The Zerg, huh?
Zerg.
Is a Codon Armada in there, too? Yeah, because that's from The Last Starfighter. The minions of Zerg and the Codon Armada.
Well, yeah. Emperor Zerg is from Toy Story.
Well, see?
Yeah.
Yep. So, but this game is older than either one of those.
Than The Last Starfighter?
Is it older
that was
than
a movie
Story?
When I was a kid.
Yeah, Toy Story was 99.
Yeah, it was 98.
Wow.
But you got the three factions. Basically, you got the Terrans just trying to be themselves, maybe
the
take
humans,
over a planet.
Basically.
Yeah, humans, you know.
I will survive.
I want this planet. We're going to have it. Zerg are like this big, nasty, massive bug infestation creature thing.
Nice.
Like the bugs from
Starship Troopers.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And then you got the Protoss, which feel like the police of the galaxy. Zerg's here. We're gonna kill everything on the planet.
And they've got almost a religious aspect.
They do. They're very spiritual
temples.
People.
Yeah.
Well, and like their power plants and stuff are, at least from the original game, are like floating crystals in the sky.
So what are the big changes between the old one and the new one? Just graphic enhancements or what?
They want.
Olivia Munn. Wang. And we're back.
Well, this time around, they're going to they're going to break the game into three separate games.
Yes.
One
the first
for
game
each.
Is just the Terran storyline.
Yeah.
The first one was all three wrapped in one. However, they I actually read an article today. Blizzard promised that there wouldn't be less missions than the first game, just for the new one with the Terran storyline.
Well, so there, the Terran storyline alone will have as many missions
as the first
one. Three of the first.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah. That's what they were trying to say.
Because one of the complaints I remember with the original game was that, like, you just reached a threshold where you felt like you knew what you were doing, and then you switched races.
Yeah.
And it was like a little...
I was like, wait a minute. This is completely different.
Disconcerting. And they're making a bigger effort for online play.
Yes, they are. The world editor that they're releasing with the game is just phenomenal. With the first one, people took it to extremes. I mean, they made racing games with, an RTS. The biggest genre to come out of, I think, StarCraft was actually tower defense.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole slew of tower defense games out there now. Yeah.
Well, and those are some of your best defenses in that old game.
Yeah.
I mean, you build the turrets that shoot the...
You got this line that you want them to come through where they just get slung. Yeah.
Nice.
But now with this new editor, they actually made they made it so you can actually, if you wanted to, you can make a third-person RPG out of this editor. Where you're, like, running around as a ghost or something, you know?
Ah, cool.
You can go into the buildings, talk to other people in there. And, I mean, this is all spawning from a top-down RPS game. This is... Someone made a Mario Kart clone where you're driving around all the little units.
And see, wow. This would be one of those games where that I played back in the day, and I don't know if you feel this way, but I sort of do, where they could not do anything graphically, and I would be perfectly happy.
Wow.
If they introduced a slightly better AI mechanic, well, pretty much a lot better AI mechanic, and some more intuitive things to do in the game, I would be perfectly fine with how it looked before. Because that game, really, for 98, was beautiful. And it was not, and it did not require the latest and greatest, and you didn't have to put a new graphics card in your computer. Because all of it, yeah, but all of the textures were bitmapped, right? And they were just, and see, that's where the whole Fog of War thing. You remember Fog of War? And it was because they laid the bitmaps on top of each other.
Yeah.
Right? So you'd have like the ground terrain, and then you'd have the hill terrain and the mountain terrain all on top of each other. And it was not ray traced, it was all bitmapped. And then the only things that actually changed were the characters. And if you went through, I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember going through some of the artwork folders on your hard drive, and you could see all of the little machines in all of their different positions?
Yeah.
It was like, you know,
a wheel in this position. Oh, nope, now it's in this.
Right. It was like, you know, whatever the name of the thing was, one.
How geeky can you get to go through the files for a program just to look at the artwork?
It's just curious,
this is
the JPEG
of a siege tank in this position.
But it was all bitmaps. So they had like, you know, tractor_1 through tractor_12. And whatever it was doing on the screen, it just changed the bitmap.
Yeah.
And that's how they got away from having to, you know,
have the computer
like
render
every
stuff.
If you bought like a Quake, you'd have to upgrade your whole freaking computer, put more RAM in and a video card, because that was the bleeding edge.
Yeah.
But StarCraft and Warcraft 2 were more popular because you didn't have to do that. And the way they did that was they just layered all these bitmaps on top of each other.
Cool. And it gave the illusion of animation.
Animation number one and depth number two.
Cool.
And StarCraft was beautiful. I mean, I just remember playing it for the first time. I was like, "Ooh!"
I'll have to play it for the first time when it comes out.
And it was actually optimized for the Sound Blaster 16, and it sounded awesome for 1998. That soundtrack was awesome.
Actually, if you get the collector's edition of StarCraft II, you get a USB drive, which is actually Jim Raynor's dog tag, which is the main character in the new one.
Cool.
And on that USB drive is actually StarCraft 1 and the expansion Brood Wars for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard they were talking about that on another podcast. I heard about that.
Yeah. I've already got a pre-order. God, I think it was...
$1,000.
$47 million.
Somewhere between 80 and 120. I don't remember which.
Hello.
Wow.
I think I took Diablo to the next level. Yeah.
back when I was able to find the CD ripper thing, the piece of software that would get into the actual...
Alcohol 120 was the...
It would pull out the audio files, save them as MP3 format or WAV format, and you could burn them to CD and listen to the Diablo music.
Now, 10 years later, all these publishers are releasing the soundtrack because they're... Like, you can buy the Halo soundtrack on CD.
One thing that I like about PC games, PC gaming, that you don't get with Xbox are all the mods.
Yeah.
I mean, with Unreal Tournament, people would go in there and they made a whole Star Wars universe in Unreal Tournament. They did the same thing with Battlefield 1942. They went in there and made all these Star Wars maps, like the whole Death Star. Oh, it was awesome. I mean, it was you wanted to play a Star Wars game. Up until the more recent Star Wars video games came out, you had to play a mod in order to get an awesome Star Wars experience. They had a Hoth mod, they had a Death Star, they had a Dagobah, Endor. Well,
unless you want to go to, like, you know, back to Dark Forces and Dark Forces 2.
Yeah.
That's really old school.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So, I got to see the new Xbox 360S in person.
Yeah.
Old one.
Do you really?
I do.
What do you think of it?
He just won up your ass.
That would be a one up.
You get off the mic. You're an audience member. Go sit down.
I was watching the E3 coverage, and when Microsoft was doing the press conference, they're like, yes, and this is available today. I was like, no. Yeah.
So you went to the store today.
It was going to be available later in that week in retailers. It's like, I need a new Xbox. Mine's, you know...
Toasty.
I have one of the original Pros that didn't even have an HDMI port on it.
I have my Xbox was 6 weeks after they came out. And it's never given me one problem.
So I know it's got new buttons on the front that you're just touch sensitive.
Yeah, it's actually they took a key from the PlayStation, where it's all touch sensitive. There is no
Blu-ray player though.
No, unfortunately.
I don't think Microsoft is interested in that. No.
I am.
Microsoft is interested in digital downloads.
Right, but I bought an HD DVD player with the Xbox because I like the high quality video on disc. There's always going to be a market for those guys that want to have a copy of a disc in their hands to put in their collection.
I think so.
I'm a collector. See,
I would rather hold it in my hand. I've been on a crusade all weekend for a copy of Hot Tub Time Machine on Blu-ray for less than $30.
Did you find one?
No.
And see, that's exactly why physical media is going to die.
It will.
But, so then today I go to eBay and for $18.99 shipped, there's a copy right there, it's on its way to my door.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And I hold it in my hand.
I don't think, because at the speeds that games need to read data, anything larger than the, 4.9 gigs?
4.7, I think is what it is.
4.7 on the Xbox disc. They have some sort of weird compression algorithm. I think it's 4.9 gigs on an Xbox disc.
Just to make it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's so you can't copy.
Microsoft.
Even though you can, but anyway. The speed at which games need to read data off the disc is faster than even a Blu-ray drive can supply it.
Right.
So the only two conceivable options here are you go out and you buy a disc, you install it to your Xbox and play it from the hard drive, or you just download it from Xbox Live.
Because they have that Games on Demand thing.
Right.
They have
Xbox Live Arcade.
Well, with the video on demand, okay, unless you're going through Netflix, to get HD quality video on the, well, now it's the Zune software on the Xbox, it is freaking expensive. Mm-hmm. You're paying $7 to download a movie.
Yep.
And that is if you want the HD version. It's $4, roughly.
Wow.
No. You can keep it if you pay more.
Yeah.
But there's a way you could do it, you pay more. But
if
to rent
DVD
it...
Price.
What
to
they
rent
call that,
it,
Zune Pass or something?
Yeah, well, I think the Zune Pass is just for music. I might be wrong on that.
I don't know.
And that's $14.99 a month, and it's like unlimited music.
One of only four people I've ever met that have a Zune, so...
I know a lot of people that have them. But the Zune software on the Xbox Live...
God, no.
But no, what I'm saying is the Zune software, in order to stream a video, it's one price, and then you can download it, it's another price. It's too expensive, unless you do Netflix streaming, which is like $8.99 a month. You can get a lot of the same movies that are in the Xbox Live Arcade or whatever, download them, the Video Zune Marketplace, for the streaming price, for almost the cost of it to download as many videos as you want through Netflix streaming.
Right.
So for $6, do you do that, or $9 to have a month of Netflix? I'm going to go with Netflix on that one.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I love Netflix.
But I would rather rent a copy of the movie on Blu-ray and play it in HD than pay $7 to stream it on that. So
did we just lose Trixie 360 as a listener?
No, not at all. I love my Xbox. I would love to have the Blu-ray option to play that content.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay their prices.
This is going to be their last refresh of the console before probably 2014.
I would pay for a peripheral. I would pay extra for a Blu-ray separate peripheral like I did with my HD DVD player.
So why don't
I might
you
as well just buy it? Why don't
Netflix?
I just buy a? Why don't I just buy a
PlayStation 3?
Why don't I just play a DVD player or HD player, Blu-ray player? Yeah. But because
you get a Blu-ray player with Netflix.
Yeah.
You could stream Netflix to the
But then I wouldn't have the Xbox games. But plus, I like the net. I like
dust off to the side.
I like having being able to stream stuff from my network. You know, stuff that's on my server
that you've obtained legally.
No, I broke the encryption. I'm not gonna lie. My discs that I bought.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, but I backed them up on my hard drive.
Between on my network, I have my Xbox and I have my
FCC calling.
The connection between Media Center and the Xbox, I love it too.
I'm
going right into my TV tuner on my PC, and
you can
get better.
Right,
unless you buy a TiVo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is no, and Trixie and Laura, if you're listening, Dan has a 12-inch penis.
So, anything else we need to talk about before we talk, before we end the show?
I had to get that in there, Dan, because you were the one that asked if those were their porn names.
Yeah.
And I actually, did I tell you this? I tweeted Trixie about this. And because we were talking about these Microsoft people that I follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I tweeted them that we had included them in the podcast. And I was saying, oh, you should follow these people. They're really cool, blah, blah, blah. And their names are Trixie360 and Laura Lollipop. And Dan asked if those were their porn names.
Well, you know what would be awesome with those Xbox Microsoft people?
And she listened to the podcast.
Right.
Because it's in the Zune Marketplace.
Right. Well, but here's the thing with the Zune Marketplace. Of the thousands and thousands of downloads the show has had, and over the last, since it's been on the current hosting service, I've only had 315 downloads of the show total from Zune Marketplace. Whereas iTunes, I've had thousands of people download it through iTunes. Most of the people get the show online, the internet, somewhere through RSS feeds.
Yeah.
Because people still do use those, believe it or not. Yeah. But I would challenge Trixie360 and Laura Lollipop to get their Zune people to do something to help us with the show.
And because also,
I love my Zune, and I would love the Zune listeners, because I know there's thousands of them out there to get a chance to listen to the show, but only 315. Yeah. Have downloaded the show.
Speaking of Trixie and Laura, I will be at PAX in September, ladies. So if you would like to appear in front of literally tens of people on the Candyman show, I will be there with the recorder.
I don't know if it's going to be tens this week because I'm actually on the show.
Oh, so it'll be nine.
Yeah, nines of
people. So please, tweet me at Excalibur DJ. Tweet Chad at the Candyman show, even though he's not going.
Dan.
D-Alpers.
D-Alpers.
D-A-L-P-E-R-S.
Because, cool.
And,
I'm noise source.
Really?
And I would really
Kevin,
love, even if we just
you
took,
don't Twitter.
Even if we could just take 5 minutes and answer some questions, I would love to have an interview with some official Xbox peeps for the Can Man show.
That'd
not
be awesome.
Porn stars, the Xbox
not the porn
peeps.
Stars, the Xbox but, peeps.
Good. Like, you'd have a problem with porn stars.
Well, not, I wouldn't interview women.
Kevin was a porn star once.
Just once.
And
just blinks and looks
I'm not asking
side.
For much swag. I would just like maybe a lanyard or something cool that actually came from Microsoft.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
On the other hand, if you were giving away free Kinects, I think
we would review it on the show.
Well,
Xbox is Kinect ready.
I know that, and it's got a 250 gig hard drive and 802.11n.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It is an amazing deal. I mean, it's like maybe $50 more than what the pro or what the Elite is right now.
Does it have a hardware or Ethernet?
It does have a port for Ethernet, yes, but it has the built-in Wi-Fi, which is if you want to buy that separately, that's an extra $100. And the 250 gig hard drive is I think it's $120 right now.
So it's a heck of a deal.
It really is.
It's an insane deal.
That form factor
claim it doesn't have the Red Ring of Death issue
because it's got a new chip built in to shut it off before it overheats.
Nice.
They have one massive fan instead of two little ones, so it's actually quieter.
And they change the color of the LEDs.
And do you notice that? Do you notice how much quieter it is?
You can no longer call it the Red Ring.
Well, I actually play in my work. I work at a TV station, and we have so many much more louder fans. I can't even hear it anyways.
I see.
Have you tried the Wi-Fi on it?
So you're playing, you're running Master Control and you're playing Xbox?
Yes. My bosses know this, but
what happens if the red phone rings? On your channel, nothing?
I pause.
All right.
Hello. Sure, I'll get my engineer to fix it.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean? Like the anchorman was caught with the hooker in bed, or
we don't even do anything live.
No, I mean when the red phone rings.
No, that's the like the FCC calling or the president going to be on the
corporate.
Air.
They're like, hey, something's wrong. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're on a weird channel though, aren't you? Not like on Fox or
No, we're obscure.
Yeah.
Nothing
cool.
Major.
Cool.
You're not public access TV.
However, we are the largest nationwide broadcasting.
yeah.
I'll take that back. We have the most stations, I think, nationwide.
Cool. Nice.
But we're not that important.
All right.
Well, not yet.
All right, cool. Kevin, you got anything else?
Nope.
Nope. Guys, anything else? I just want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you to the Lynn County Blues Society for sponsoring the show. Thank you to Dublin City Pub for letting us hang out here and sample their wares and their beers and their pizzas and such.
Great
thank
hosts,
you to Audible.
Great food, great drinks.
Thank you to Dan, Corey, Eric, Mike, and Kevin.
Thank you, Amy, for letting me be back on the show.
Yep, and gonna close the show with last week. Got some good.
And we're back.
Got some good feedback on Smooch Knob. Gonna play that song we didn't play last week.
Awesome.
From Smooch Knob. That reminds you of Clerks.
Good.
So Donnie Reif, the drummer, lead singer. Good job, man. I love this stuff. So thanks so much for listening. This has been episode 96.
Surprise!
What it was?
Wang. About it, turn around and face the wall. Maybe we've had enough. Sitting around wasting time with this little girl of mine. Will anybody notice me? I'm the naughtiest little boy. Maybe we've had enough. Sprawled out on my knees, forbidden to say please. Now you're gonna leave me hanging right here, right here away. This time I will hurt you. Only good, not like before. This time I will punish you. Leave
again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man, don't you know? Download it on iTunes, that'd be sweet. We need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock!